Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Backstreet Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Years ago, this month, Steve Forbes joined us for the first time. He joined our Brain Trust 17 years ago this month. Hey, Steve, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I like the number 17 at my age. That has a nice ring to it.
I know what you mean. We appreciate you, Steve. We appreciate all the years you've given us, your time, your reporting, your wisdom, and we value that very much, and I think you know that. Hey, Steve, talk to us.
We all value you advocating for the backbone of the American economy.
I appreciate you saying that, Steve. So let's talk about that economy. There are people out there who don't want to believe their own eyes, do they? They don't want to see. I mean, it's really an amazing thing to watch people who either A, don't want to believe it, or B, they don't like it. They actually hope that maybe something will happen. The economy will falter. I mean, what kind of thinking has that approach? I don't understand it.
Well, on the other side, certainly among the candidates and certainly their immediate staffs, they're hoping for hard times because they figure that strengthens their case of winning everything in 2020 and enacting a leftist agenda that would have seemed preposterous just a few years ago. So they see this as their opportunity, which is why they're going to pull out all stops to do it. Now, the economy has done well. We mentioned earlier, just look at the rest of the world to see how what happens when an economy doesn't do well. And the only big overhang, well, there are two of them. One is the trade, uncertainty about trade. Investment isn't as vigorous as it would be otherwise. You don't know the rules of the game. That's why hopefully Congress will do something constructive for once and get this USMCA agreement.
That's a no-brainer, isn't it? Why don't they get that done? That's a no-brainer.
It's pure politics. It's pure politics. And the thing is, he gets no credit for it. But this administration worked very closely with a lot of Democrats to try to come up with a consensus agreement, and they get no credit for it, obviously. And then the big thing is what's going to happen with China. Now, with their indications for what they're worth, behind the scenes, things are beginning to happen that we may get an agreement there, or a start of a series of agreements, which would be good. And then if this economy really starts to pick up steam again, when we get those uncertainties out of the way, Jim, we then have to cast our eyes at our friends at the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always worried that prosperity causes inflation. And the worry there is that we're going to hear the word next year, overheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the economy's like a machine. It's going to overheat. And as we've discussed before, and your viewers, is if your income goes up, do you feel you're overheating?
We could use a little heat right now, couldn't we? All of us could. I promise
so,
you, small business
so,
owners.
No, those are the two big overhangs.
Small business owners are saying, bring the heat on, Steve. So
it's nice to have rising incomes.
Exactly. So what about the Fed? Did you think that they were ill-advised in cutting rates another quarter, or did you think it was the right thing to do?
Well, when you look at the rest of the world, they did the minimum, and what they should be doing is just let the market, you know, borrowers and lenders determine rates instead
right.
of Washington politicians or their appointees.
And Wall Street.
And you look at bank lending, there's still a lot of crazy regulations that are still standing in the way of more vigorous lending, especially to small businesses. And, you know, you hear the Fed recently has had to pump in a lot of money into the banking system just because of crazy liquidity regulations
mm-hmm.
the regulators put in after 2008. There's nothing wrong with the banking system. Yeah,
so do you think the Fed has lost its
fine.
Has the Fed lost its bearing? Are they so disconnected from solid policies that will work that they can't find their way back? What do you think they are? Do you think they're adrift?
What they are, they're a powerful, very powerful, isolated agency that's never really been called to account by Capitol Hill or even by the media. They're all intimidated by it, in awe of it, treating it like a fourth branch of government. They treat mm-hmm. the Fed with more awe and deference than they do the presidency, the Congress, or the mm-hmm. courts. It's really crazy. So, yeah, they're in their own world, and they're very powerful, and we've got to scale that back because we should have learned central planning does not work.
In terms of the future going forward next year or so, you know, Steve, I believe we all know that a correctional is coming. There always is one. Things that go up come down. But don't you agree that with the current banking scenarios we have, the checks in place, the efficiency of our supply chain, our inventory management, the global financial communication we have right now, even when there is a correction, it doesn't have to be, it could be a small one, then we could take off again. What do you think?
Oh, yes. And you're always going to find parts of the economy going through adjustments. That's normal. Overextension, you pull back and that kind of thing and regroup, redeploy capital. But, and on the stock market, we shouldn't forget, even though we've had this long bull run, so to speak, you know, in 2011, we had a huge fall. Late last year, we had a big fall off in the market, almost 20%.
Yeah.
But you get the right policies in place, especially when we get these uncertainties out of the way, like get these trade agreements signed,
right,
and delivered, you'll see the market come roaring back.
Out here on Main Street, we want a little bit of stuff that they've got in Europe. We want the right to be left alone. You know, the individuals are like that in Europe. Small businesses just want the government to give us the right to be left alone. Hold on to that thought. Forbes.com is the website. Steve Forbes is the chairman of the Forbes Media Group, and he and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.